Our Father in heaven, we thank you tonight that the Lord Jesus is here, the angels are here, the Holy Spirit is here. We yield the glory to you. As we look into your word tonight, unfold your word in our hearts. Let us walk into fresh revelation and fresh understanding of the covenant and what the blood of Jesus really means, what the cross really means. So we're thankful, Holy Spirit, we're here. John said he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he heard and he saw, and he wrote some things, and he understood some things. May we all tonight, as we prayed and prepared ourselves, be in the Spirit, where we can hear you give us dynamics from your word. We bless you, Father. Welcome you. Use our tongue. Use our mind. Use everything we got. We give it to you. Give you all the glory and all the praise, all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Let's go back to Job chapter 22, for it's a setting that I love, learn to love, even though he was rebuking Job about something Job hadn't done, but yet there's a lot of things in there we need to see in order to get to verse 28. Look at verse 28. Look at verse 28. When you find a revelation in the Word of God and activated by faith, all heaven is open behind you to make sure it comes to pass. And nothing can stop it. It's undeniable. Once you release your faith, once you let the Holy Spirit show you what to do and unfold it to you, it's powerful. In the 21st verse, it says, and the first word is, And that word, acquaint. What that word? What that mean? Get to know?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, get to know. And I don't want to use the word get familiar with. You don't want to get familiar with God. The reason you don't want to get familiar, he's constantly unfolding himself. He never stops. Always look fresh for God, because he'll show you something else about himself. So acquaint not ourselves with him. And I think it's a process. You?
Yes, sir.
And be at peace. Thereby good shall come under that verse right there. Good enough to dance on.
Yes,
my goodness. Then it says, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. From whose mouth? God's mouth. And lay up his word in thine heart. You see, he's constantly working on, I used the word last session, maturing. Spiritually, not mentally, not physically, spiritually, maturing. Then when you get there, you'll be able to receive. Huh?
Yes, sir.
I like to believe, but I like to receive too.
Because
there ain't much believing if you don't have to receive. All right? And then now he turned on Job. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophrah as the stone of the brooks. Yet Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Then, verse 26, then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee.
Yes,
that's good, isn't it?
Yes,
he said, and thou shalt pay thy vow. Now, verse 28 is the verse we're working on, because I think the body of Christ needs to understand the power of decreeing. Thou shalt read verse 28 with me. Ready? Read. Now, notice that verse, after steps of growth, he said, thou shalt also. It seemed like you had to come through some things to understand some things before you were able to do this properly.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Thou shalt also decree a thing. and it shall be established unto thee. That's pretty clear, isn't it? It shall be established. You know why? Because you're matured enough. And you're using what one writer called the currency of heaven, which is faith. Because the word build faith in you. And when you say something, you believe it. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. I mean, he couldn't say no more. And that 28th verse is so clear about it. And that when I told you what decree means, decree mean heaven is open to back you up because you have understanding what you're saying. Now, tonight, everything I'm teaching now is coming from Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. I think it's 11 through 16. And it's coming from Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. Everything, almost apostolically, almost everything I'm teaching has to come under those categories now because of the Lord wanting us to know certain things in a certain way. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Christian can grow up. I mean, the church has been at a stagnation, and two of the places the church has been at stagnation is, I would say three, two, is health and wealth. Health and wealth and a long, satisfied life. The church have got in the same traffic with the world system. And really, not many believers expect help. And so, just like before I tell you what we're going to talk about tonight, just like the Apostle Paul explained the power of communion and the power of not discerning the Lord's body. Many are sick among you and many are asleep. Let me try to do something here tonight. Turn to Psalm 139, verse 14. That's the one, isn't it? He tell you about your body. Right? Give you three words, fearfully, marvelously, and whatever. One. All right. But then at the end of the verse, and your soul knows right well. I believe the same discerning in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, talking about communion, is over here talking about your body. You have not discerned your body. You don't know nothing about your body. Everybody else running your body. But you. You don't know what it takes. You don't know nothing about nutrients. You don't know nothing about none of that. You ain't even concerned about that. You're just out there with everybody else. But you belong to the body of Christ. And you need to come to enlightenment. And understanding that you got to take care of yourself. There's no way God can fail as many times as we've caused him to look like he's failing. People prayed all night for 3 months and still died. Underage. That is not right. So I want you to listen carefully tonight because it's going to say some things here. Let's see. Before I tell you what I'm going to talk about, Numbers 23:19. Put it on the board because I want them to see it. Numbers 23, verse 19. Because there's going to be some flowing in here tonight. Now, how many of y'all respect God? How many of y'all have expectation from God? Right? Now, listen to what it says about him right here. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall not, and should he not do it? I mean, nothing can stop him. Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Now look at that voice. You see that voice?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, before I show you the next voice, go to Proverbs 4:20 now. Is God lying, or I'm lying, or you lying? Somebody in your lying. Who telling the lie? My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Go to the next verse. Let them not depart from thy eye. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Go to next verse. For their life unto those that find them. You lying, God. And help to all their flesh. That's what he said, right? That's in your Bible?
Yes, sir.
All right, turn to Isaiah 55:11.
Yes, sir.
Let's prove the case before we start.
Right.
Isaiah 55:11. I'll tell you, because something matter going to rock you tonight, baby. I'm planning on you being rocked tonight because you're going to get your help.
Yes.
So shall thy word be that goes forth out of thy mouth. Yeah, we are again. It shall not return unto me void, my word. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Now, with those two verses, with Numbers, that verse in Numbers, and this verse here, what are we going to do with this health crisis we're dealing with? Now, also, you've been challenged tonight that in 1 Corinthians 11, as he talk about communion, and he said, because they're taking communion wrong, that many sick and many going to sleep early. That means dead. And the Lord spoke to me today and said the same thing with not discerning your body that he gave you properly and not understanding the world caught the church up in the traffic, that the church went right down with the world. I got to talk about it. Genesis 1:27-28. I mean, if you don't know what you don't know what you're putting in your body, how you expect to have health? You just feel good. All right? Now, let's look at another scripture. You got numbers, right?
Yes.
What else? Numbers what? 29 what?
23:13.
And then what the other one was? What's the next one was? All right, I want you to look at Numbers again. Look at Isaiah together with you, because I'm going to take you to another one now to take us somewhere. All right. You see them? You looking at them? I'm not going to read them again. I just want you to look at them. Look at the one in Numbers and look at the one in Isaiah. And then go to Mark 11:22-23 now. Mark 11:22. It says, have faith in God. Right?
Yes, sir.
11:22. Give me 11:22 because I want to see that. And Jesus said to them, have faith in God. Now, I want you tonight to have faith in God for your health.
Yes, sir.
Health has not been taught to the body of Christ. It's been mentioned, but it hadn't been taught. And the reason it had not been taught, there was a vast amount of ignorance of how health really worked. All right? Health is real.
Yes.
All right? Now, and Jesus now said unto them, have faith in God. Mark 11:23 now. Mark 11:23, it has not been used for health. For verily I say to you, whosoever shall say unto this sickness and disease, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So that's just like God made you just like him.
Yep.
That when you talking confidentially, reverentially in faith, everything got to obey you like it obeyed God.
Yes.
Your word will not return void. Now, go to Ephesians 4:16. I just want you to see it. We're growing in it. The Lord wants us to grow in the area here tonight. You see what Ephesians 4:16 says? To every joint supply.
Yes, sir.
Stop trying to get somebody else to give you what you can give yourself. Matter of fact, they're the one cutting you out. Because they're leading you write this down. Faith is supernatural medicine.
Yes, I guess.
The Bible says he sent his word to heal you, right?
Yes, sir.
Now tonight we're going to talk about becoming a Kingdom of God help decree. I never heard that before. Spending time with the Lord, becoming a Kingdom of God help decree. Have you consistently over a protracted period of time decreed your help? I didn't ask you about praying. I said decree. Confidentially. In spite of what your numbers showing. And what you go to get checkup say some numbers not working right.
Yeah.
Can you look at them numbers and decree help? Yes. Are you going along with them numbers hoping something happens?
Yeah.
You never challenge a number like you should. You never say, I have a right to be helped. No, you know you're wrong. No, it's right. I'm going to have my help. Now, listen. Instruction will come.
Yes.
Instruction will come. Maybe you part of your destruction. Because a lot of y'all have been disobedient in this ministry. Y'all not paying me no attention. You act like you're getting it, but you're not investigating. And this church, watch what he says. Starting tonight, kingdom help will be released abundantly and rapidly on the remnant of the body of Christ.
Yes,
that get under this open heaven of help, operate with faith as their currency. I'm gonna go over there again now.
Yep.
I'm gonna go over it again because he's saying something to the body of Christ worldwide, the body of Christ, because of the government of the apostolic and the prophetic, the church has not been walking profoundly in their health rights. Okay, it's come to you tonight. Because it gives you, and I'm just gonna pause till the anointing come. Hallelujah. It's coming in this house tonight. Let me read this over. I want you to take notes. Starting tonight, kingdom help will be released abundantly and rapidly. Ooh, my goodness. On the remnant, notice where he listen. On the remnant of the body of Christ that yet under this open heaven of help by decreeing. Operating with faith as their currency. Now take note of this. Keep taking note. There is a health decreeing anointing flowing right now with your name on it. But it says this. Waiting for your enforcement. You know what this is like? As a Baptist boy preacher, I was a Catholic boy and a Baptist boy preacher. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And then I started going to my members talking about being baptized with the Holy Ghost. They didn't know what I was talking about. They're Baptist. They didn't know what I was talking about. I thought I was going out of my mind. It's the same way with this help. The enemy got people believing that they can't have it. But you're more powerful than that.
Yes, sir.
You know, we are called by God to be health pioneers in the body of Christ.
Yes.
Health pathfinders in the body of Christ. Health pace setters in the body of Christ. Do you know that? You sitting here tonight, those online, he's calling you to stand out for him. Let his glory be on your life and on your body. Let him turn some things around supernaturally. Do you know, listen to what I'm saying. Do you know the scripture I give you in Numbers about God, the scripture I give you in Isaiah about God, and the scripture I give you in Mark 11, 22, 23 about you is the same scripture?
Yes, sir.
Do you know God said, I give you my power that you can speak over your body yourself? A combination of the two scriptures, Psalm 139, verse 14, and 3 John 2. It's a combination of two scriptures. He said, the inner voice of your soul knows right well. And then in 3 John 2, you know what it says. Beloved, I worship above all than your prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Well, the revelation and the messages you're getting now, there's a health decree and anointing flowing right now with your name on it.
Yes.
Waiting for your enforcement.
Yes.
All right, Lord, I'll tell them. Here's the deciding scripture. Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing and obedient, what do you say you do? Yeah, you should eat good health. You have good health. But you got to be willing to make the changes.
That's right.
Says, let the Holy Ghost have his way. He's ready to release your help. Take that poison. I know some of y'all going through some things in here. I've been through some things. But I've seen diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, brain, all that, when a person do the right thing. But the world's not going to tell you that. They got their channel that won't take you down. And then they won't shut me down. They don't want me to talk from this power. They don't want me to talk from this glory mountain. That God can do it. They want to act like they're stronger than God. Baby, they're not stronger than God. God is God. He's the Almighty God. He's your Father. He's talking to you. He's telling you, make some changes. Health, kingdom power, glory, will, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I mean, what? Look in, you read in Proverbs, look in Jeremiah 8:22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Why the church is not healthy? Nine out of 10 people in the church dealing with something. And then they act like it's normal. But it's not normal. And if you're not going to fight, if you're just going to fight it with medicine, without meditation, So, becoming a kingdom of God, help. What did he say about decreeing a thing? He said, you decree a thing, you're going to say, what are going to happen? And what are you going to have? Turn back to Job 20, what is 20, 22, 28? Yeah, turn back to it. Look what it says there before I give you these other points. Look what it says here. Jesus Christ, look at that voice. All right, Lord, let's back that voice up. I want you to back that voice up with Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. Because now God is bringing his full government back to the church. Because the ministry gifts got mixed up and some got high-minded and went higher than they're supposed to go. Without the right information. Now it's rare that this much teaching on health be in the church. It's rare. And I've tried to walk away, but he put me right on back. Because I don't know what, do you know what it means to be a kingdom of God, health decreer? How I said it? Becoming a kingdom of God, health decreer?
Yeah.
It's turning the government back over to in Jesus' hand.
Yes.
In, say this, in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
my body is healthy.
My body is healthy.
What?
Yes.
What? All heaven heard that.
Yes.
Every angel on the roster took off.
Yes.
When you said that. What? Probably a million. They all took off. Say, she mean it? He mean it? Do we mean that? They go to war for you. Now, I will give you a scripture. I'm going to make a statement, but we need to soak these statements. You were designed by God to be healthy.
Yep.
Go back to Psalm 139, verse 14. Psalm 139, verse 14, exactly what he's saying. When I first looked at the scripture, saw that scripture like I should see it, I saw it. That God have given me a body that produces health.
Yes.
That there's a physician called God lives on the inside of me.
Yes.
All I got to do is cooperate with him. Look at those three words, fearfully, wonderfully, marvelous. Ain't nothing fearfully marvelous and wonderful about being all sick and nothing nice about that. But they say, and my soul knows right well.
Yes.
See? So what I said, you were designed by God to be healthy?
Yes.
Yes, God designed us to be healthy. Second thing is, you must keep developing a healthy soul. Your soul, I think it's Psalm 142, your soul can be put in prison. And then when your soul is in prison, it's overwhelm your spirit. So before you're going to get a healthy body, you're going to have a healthy soul, a healthy mind. You must keep developing a healthy soul. This type of information should keep developing your mind to the point that I have a right to be healthy. No matter, I don't care how long you've been dealing with something. It doesn't matter. Because we're dealing with a creator.
Yes, sir.
Not a cremator, a creator. Hebrews 4:12. Let's see, can you, some of these things I'm about to say now. Your health is based on you keeping yourself rightly divided. Hebrews 4:12. Romans 12:1-3. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, 24. Your health is based on you. Wait a minute now. Letting somebody else keep you? That's why we're guilty at. We let someone else took the control of our body without searching and asking God to give us wisdom to deal with this as we should. Question is, why die ahead of time? Or why become disabled the last 10 years of your life? Hebrews 4:12 tell you how the word of God divides the spirit, soul, and the body.
Yep.
Romans 12, 1, 2, 3 tell you, you got to do it. You got to present your body by the mercy of God, right? You got to do it. Then it goes on to 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24. God divide your spirit, soul, and sanctify them. And all six sanctified body. I'm going to say it a way so you can grasp it and the Holy Spirit can give it to you. And I'm going over some scriptures because they're very important. Go back to Proverbs 4:20. I want to make a statement about that, those particular verse. My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear to my saying, right?
Yes, sir.
Let them not depart from thy eyes, right?
Yes, sir.
Where do you keep them at?
Then
what do you say about it? And help of some people. Now, John was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard. So these things, you're not going to hear them just in the natural. See? Now, we read those scriptures, but I want you to read them at home sometime. Go over these points I'm giving you, because you're going to have to build that faith in your heart to be able to activate this. Your health is a word power demonstration. Your health is the word demonstrating itself. Proverbs 4:20, 2:20, that is right there. What you going to do? What your argument is? For their life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So somewhere, body of Christ, we have not been finding the word on health. And so here the Lord, what he's aiming to do with us now, and he said only a remnant, because some people too contrary to change, or try to make a change. They laugh at you. Who the jackass? Just get in the mirror and find out who the jackass is. If you laugh at somebody trying to instruct you properly, and know you may not make an overnight change, but at least, even if you're not going to change, at least look at the option. Because my wife and I, we were going to celebrate Monday, 52 years of marriage. My wife and I, we went years and years not knowing nothing. I'm preaching the gospel. I'm preaching full blast, getting people saved, getting people healed, but didn't know nothing about really genuine help. You either. Sitting here looking at me, I'm so sorry for him and his wife. No, you either. Because the body of Christ had, look, our man preachers mention help, but they don't go there. They go to healing. You just keep on getting healing. What? Let's stop this thing. Stop it somewhere. See if you know you have a right to be healed, even though the enemy may hit your body, but you still know what to do. Yes. Yes. Said, you need the emergency room? Go. But don't go through everything they tell you to go through.
Right.
Ask questions.
Yes, sir.
You just lay there. Become my God. You see? And so I deal with high-minded doctors because they're not bigger than God.
Amen.
Thank God for them.
Yes,
but you're not, you got to come down a little bit. You have to talk to me now. Now, if I were talking about your dominion includes the power of help. Your dominion includes the power of help. Now, the scripture is not going to lag them. Genesis 1. You're not going to lag the scripture because I can talk about everything else. When you get down to this, because, now here's the slap. You're addicted. You're addicted to unhealthy food. You're addicted. You do anything. You're just like a drug addict. You do anything to get that certain food to put in your body and don't have no idea. You have to make sacrifices. Are y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all know you got some kind of food addiction? All y'all online, hold your hand up too. All I'm asking you to do is check it out and see what it's doing to my system. We're not going to be able to walk in health without getting back to these verses here. I don't care what nobody said. We're not going to be able to walk in it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed him, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fire of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon earth. And God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed. I ain't got to read no more of that. Y'all know that. Let me try to get the rest of this to you before I close. You remember what Daniel did in the first chapter of Daniel? Yeah. The king table is a killer table. You know, when we were broke, we couldn't eat all that old high expensive killer food. All right, now here, this is so powerful. I almost do this every day. Now, if you're gonna lie and play around and not check, you can't do this. Because we've been doing a whole lot of scriptures, but we don't pay attention to what God's saying for us to do. Here, I'm gonna give it to you though. You see if you're qualified to use it. Here's a statement. Drop all fear and take up your health decrees daily. But look where we're going. Psalm 103, verse 1. Psalm 103, verse 1. Drop all fear and take up your health decrees daily. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Go on, keep going. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Getting out all of his benefit is plural, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Held, you believe health is one of those?
Yes, sir.
Watch what happened. Go to the next verse. You don't have to believe it. You're going to see it. Watch. Who gives all? And here is some diseases. It's some new one God can't handle. And healed all thy diseases. How much disease did he heal?
All
thy diseases. God healed all diseases that try to come on my body. Right? Go to the next verse. Who redeemed our life from destruction. That's another statement. What is sickness, disease is what? Destruction, right? He said, who redeemed thy life from destruction. Come on now. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Keep going. Watch the next verse. Oh, he got a hard job there. Because, all right, Lord, how can I say it? Stop just eating by taste. And be concerned about what toll this is going to take on my body. For when it comes to health in the body of Christ, we walk by feeling and not by faith. We walk by feeling and not by faith. And boy, Satan is having a ball in the body of Christ for centuries. I heard, and I don't know how I did it. My spiritual father was watching him preach a camp meeting in 98. And he said he pastored for 12 years. He didn't bury nobody. I asked my wife how long we went. We went 80 years. But I believe we can go 80 years.
Amen.
Just help me. What you know about nutrition? What you know about green bean and onion and all that? What you know about it? How much? That's just nasty. What you know about it? Drop all fear, take up your health decrees daily. 2 Timothy 1:7. Notice that. How many of y'all want to live a long, satisfied life? Why you acting like I'm cussing tonight? I'll mess with you. I got to tell you the truth. Jesus said, you know the truth. Truth set you free. Once I find it out, I'm responsible.
Yes.
So your dominion includes the power of health. Drop all fear and take up your health decrees daily. Your health decreeing anointing is being released in your life now with full heaven backup. That's Mark 11 and 23. Mark 11 and 23. Very, very, I say, whosoever shall say. You have prayed, you have said, but you have not decreed your health. For so many false advisories have said health is not possible. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Your health is in the 10th verse, not the 9th. Call it that you have a divine right for supernatural health. Supernatural health. God is a supernatural God, right?
Yes.
I'm going to skip one because I want to tell you something else. I want that to be the last one. No, yeah, that's a good one too. Jesus decreed her into a healthy place. Turn to Luke 13. Jesus, I'm going to show you two of them, decreed her into a healthy place. And he made a statement too that is so powerful. Ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham? He's talking about you. Shall I just read the whole thing so you can see it? And hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise your holy name.
For the Lord is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Jesus is
my
healer. You see, 1 John 5, 14 said, this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he is. If we know he is, we know we have the petition we desire of him. See, you got to build confidence. You got to have build confidence. Don't be condemned. Get confident. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, I'm not condemning. I'm not here to condemn you because I love you. So I want you to build confident. So I'm going to study this. I'm going to find out for myself. You see, what keep this stuff coming on my body? Well, how can I stop this thing? How can I turn it around? Amen?
Amen.
All them little serenades, sermon, and all that stuff, I ain't doing no good.
That's right.
See? Getting healed and don't know about health, it's not going to last no more than a few weeks, a few months, because they're coming back on you. See, God is sealing something for this church and sealing everybody connected. He's sealing something in our lives. We got to recognize that it's not by might, nor by power, by spirit. It's not by Leroy, by God. God is talking to you through me.
Yes.
He get the glory.
Yes.
When you walk out and say, I got this thing whipped. God, I followed instruction. You see what we're doing? Jesus decreed her into a healthy place. Luke 13:11. I'm going to look at that a minute. I'm going to see if you see what happened here. And behold, there was a woman. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Which had a spirit of infirmity. How long?
18 years.
18 years. Long time, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
It was bowed together and could no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. Laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. I'm going to read down because I want you to see something. And the rulers of the Son of God answered with indignation. They always. Because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Isn't that sad? And said unto the people, there are 6 days. In which, that lady said, I don't care what you say. You must be out your crazy mind. In which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Then the Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to water? Now, verse 16, read that portion of it. That voice is speaking to us tonight, the church. Or not this woman being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound low these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? See, this is a reality. I'm saying to you, be loose. Find out what you need to do. I mean, my. Turn to Mark 2. Help coming in ways that you have never seen. Supernatural help. You're in Mark 2, in my clothes, Mark 2 here now. Yeah, my goodness. See, faith is the currency of heaven. While you're in Mark 2, look at Hebrews 11 and 3. You frame your help by faith and obedience. Come on, son. You frame your help by faith and obedience. Look at Hebrews 11. I received you, see, son. That's a $10,000 check. His business off the hook. He's gonna go off the hook. Look at that voice in 11 and 3. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so the thing which you're seeing was not made of things which do appear. You're going to have to frame your help with faith and with the word of God. You see these men here, bring this man, bring this man, and look what happened. My goodness, look what happened. When Jesus saw their faith, thank you, Holy Spirit. What the Lord says, tell them what I'm asking them to do is don't let the crowd block them. Clamp up on the roof. That's what he asked you to do, because you got all these little sad stories going to be told, girl. We ain't gonna be able to eat no more sharks. Look what happened here. Not close. I rest my case. And again, he entered. First voice. And he entered a certain. And he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. He's in the house. Y'all make some noise. Yeah, he've come to get us out of that sickness and disease. Man, I appreciate what the Lord is saying right now. Even though I may not all the way in, but I appreciate it anyway. He's thinking about me. You know, some people, man told that, I'm just going to die early. I said, man, you got to stop eating all that. He said, man, I can't stop. I just leave y'all early. Whether that good to you, go ahead and die. Look how hot you got that time. I just need to die. I'm trying to get you riled up, what I'm trying to get, you know. And straightway many was gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when, now here, you got a lot of blockers from you, a lot of blockers for your help. A lot of block teaching from your help. Okay, preaching. And when they could not come near unto him for the prayer, they uncovered. That's what the Lord is asking you to do, uncover the roof. Where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palms had lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palms, son, thy sin be forgiven thee, because he wanted to take him to another level. But there was certain scribes sitting there and reading in their heart, why does this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves. See, reason and spirit. He said to them, why reason you these things in your heart? Was it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sin be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? I got the right to do both of them. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. He saw their faith. Your faith is your currency for supernatural help. Your case is not hopeless. Your generational connection may have a minute to do with what you're going through, but it's not the major part. You can break that generational curse by doing what they didn't do. You can learn how to do it right. You can learn how, I forgot what I had today. I had so much stuff today. See, you just thinking, just, I don't know what you're thinking, snails or what, I don't know. You can't eat nothing. I can't eat nothing. No, no. Get that. I tell you what, use YouTube and start listening. Just listen a few minutes. Just listen to it. Just get on there and see about health and eating right and check a few of these people out and see what they're saying. And sit there and listen a while and you'll find out it's not as hard as it looks. All right? So here it is. Becoming a kingdom of God health decree. You heard that right?
Yes, sir.
You were designed by God to be healthy. How many agree with that?
Yes, sir.
You must keep developing a healthy soul. How about that?
Yes,
your health is based on you keeping yourself rightly divided.
Yes,
don't let your soul run you. I said that your health is a word power demonstration.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Your dominion includes the power of health. So you can dominate with your health. Drop all fear. Take up your health decrees daily. Your health decree and anointing is being released on your life now with full heaven backup.
Yep. Yep.
You have prayed, you have said, but you have not decreed your health. For so many false advisories have said health is not possible. That's the whole system. And you're telling me that because you got to keep on coming to me.
Yes,
sir. Stand on your feet. Lift both of your hands in the air. Now, Father, I ask you to let health online do the same thing. Health, let healing and health flow together. And then may the anointing of health be upon those under the sound of my voice. Whatever hindrance, whatever. Lord, you talk to them. These people who love you and they know you love them. And let us know tonight that our bodies do not belong to us. We the body of Christ. And you're using us as vehicles to get the message out. So I thank you right now. The power, the miracle power is hidden bodies right now. things they've been dealing with a long time. Lord, for a testimony. Let your glory, what's on the inside of us, stir up help on the inside of every person on the sound of my voice here in Darrell and around the world. Let manifestation take place. And Father, we're careful to give you the glory. Whatever transpires, Lord, we will not take no credit for it. We give you the glory and the praise and the honor for every healthy person. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.